Welcome back to the program. I'm Zev Brenner with us right now. He's been with us maybe once or twice in the past, but Schneider Zalman Hertz is the founder and the CEO of the Righteous Fundraising Team, and I've been working with Zalman over the last number of months. So good to have you back on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Zev Brenner, the number one radio show for the past 40 years. It's really an honor. And what do you mean the past few months? I've worked with you the past few years. I know.
Okay. It seems like it's been a few months, but it's much been longer than that. But tell us, Schneider Zalman, what exactly is the Righteous Fundraising Team?
We are here for you. We are here really for you from A to Z to take your project. You know, when someone's literally running a show, or they have a school they're running, right, an organization, they don't even have time to run a whole campaign. We come along, we have like 30 people on our team. Whatever you need from A to Z, we'll do, first of all, we'll do your strategy. You know, what's the definition of your campaign. Like in Hebrew, it's called geder. If you want to have a tfisa, you have to have a geder. We have to know what, define exactly what your campaign is, and try to broaden the goal for more people. For example, something interesting. Today, I saw I closed a deal. This guy gave me a retainer, the shliach, and he wants to do actually three different campaigns. He wants to do a show, he has a mikvah, he wants to get a Torah, and it was a different idea. Then he tells me he has a matcher. He has someone that said he'll put a $300,000 matcher. And then he starts asking me questions, how I should do the campaign. So I think you should do it in phases. But I said, a better idea is, why don't you get this philanthropist that's planning to match $300,000 and ask him all the ideas. Don't just come to him for the money, you know, on the day. Get him involved from the beginning. You know, what should we call the campaign? How many phases should we do? Which month should we do it? Like this, he feels involved, you know? But so the strategy needs a lot. And in that, Zeb Brenner really gets involved. Amazing. I call him sometimes, no one should do this, but I call him sometimes 1 a.m. because, you know, we got to get things done. I'm joking.
He's not, by the way, he's not joking. But go ahead.
So we think of the strategy for you. And, you know, Seth, why don't you just talk for 2-3 minutes? You remember you say, you know, like how to make a strategy to broaden the goal for more people.
Well, you have to understand one thing. I mean, this is one thing which I've spoken. Well, this is one you and I have discussed. You see, a lot of people come to fundraising and they say, okay, we want to build a school, a yeshiva, we want to build an annex, but you have to come up with something which is compelling for people that are going to want to give. So, if it's going to be something special, you're taking care of kids who have special needs, you're taking care of kids who bala tshuva, people who come from abandoned homes. So then it makes it a more compelling story. Just say, I'm just building a shul, I'm building a yeshiva, I'm doing a fundraising event. There has to be some grander goal that people can relate to, and that will make it a difference between a successful campaign and one that's not so successful.
I mean, you saw a lot of campaigns. So many people came in your radio show for the past 40 years and talking about their different campaigns. Which one do you see succeed the most?
The one that has the most compelling reasons. So one of the campaigns, for example, that have done very well, unfortunately, is when you had a fire destroying an institution, the yeshiva. Unfortunately, people's lives were lost and they need housing, they need help. Those campaigns have always done the best. That's what I have found. But if you have others that, like I said, if you have a compelling reason and you're feeding people that are starving, Masbia, we've done some, we've had some open rates as high as 27% with Masbia, just give an example, or groups like that where they have a compelling reason where feeding starving people or you have children involved, those certainly, which is going to attract attention and going to draw money.
Right. And I was calling this person, so you said he's a different client, we're still pending on a deal. He wants to do a building campaign, like a $14 million building campaign. And by the way, if you have a small campaign of $300,000, $150,000, we'll do that as well. But this one's a big one. So I told him, you should do like a virtual building, a website. We'll build it for you. And people just want to give. But let's say you'll say, look, we're going to build this building, and this is how the building's going to look. And, you know, and you're going to sponsor this room. And they can see on internet, you know, online, you know, where their name is on the building even before it's booked. So different ideas, and that takes actually a lot of work. I mean, that's web development. And I was actually calling someone else today, interesting, this week. I was telling him, why don't you use SEO for your show, for your, you know, your show? Why don't you use SEO? Because when someone's coming to an area, they say, oh, shul near me, or synagogue near me, or Jewish center near me. Like, shul, if they were into a little bit of thinking, like SEO, to be on top of Google with the top keyword people search is very, very valuable. Thought I'd say something for 2 more seconds. So that's actually the difference of advertising, social media, and SEO. When you do social media, the person didn't search synagogue near me, or Jewish center near me, or pizza shop near me, right? These things are just coming up. It's more the subconscious. And then if you're interested, then you go on it. But when someone's searching Jewish center near me, that means they are interested. So, like, you should be on top. Like, that's very, very valuable for people to do, and we do that as well. Dev, what motivated you to do this radio show every day? Like, I feel like I could do something maybe for 5 years, 10 years. How do you wake up every day, do the same thing? I mean, it's a beautiful thing. I actually think your job is interesting, but it takes a certain energy to go every day on radio, or maybe for you not. I don't know.
Well, listen, you have to love what you're doing. That's number one. I love what I'm doing. I've been doing it 40 years, and there's always something new. There's something exciting taking place. I thought that I'll run out of topics after a month, 2 months, 3 months. Here we're 40 years later. There's always something new. There's always something exciting happening. There's always something going on that you can help, whether it's a nonprofit group or get awareness, help raise money for them, or dealing with anti-Semitism or doing whatever issue is out there. There's always an interesting story. So that motivates me, because I enjoy dealing with it, and we're helping people, and that's an important thing.
Let's just touch on the topic of anti-Semitism, because I was reading this article that most of the anti-Semitism that was happening in America was actually in New York.
Correct, and in Brooklyn, there's a very high percentage in Brooklyn in Hasidic and religious neighborhoods. Absolutely correct, a very high percentage.
So what could be done? What could be done?
Well, first of all, it's an overall problem. I mean, so you have, when crime is up, generally speaking, and there's a lack of moral values that are running around, people just have no problem cheating, stealing, killing people. So it's okay to be anti-Semitic. It's also sad to be anti-Asian. It's all part of the whole equation. So one of the things we have to do as an overall picture is deal with the general crime situation. That's as an overview. As far as specifically Jews are concerned, there has to be better protection in Jewish areas. There has to be better prosecution of hate crimes. And not every time does the police want to classify an act against Jews as anti-Semitism, which has to be done. There has to be better education in the school. I believe it should be Holocaust education. Should be taught more in the schools. I mean, and you'd be surprised how many people know about it. But I think overall, when you have a lack of respect for the law, and people can listen, you can go into a store and steal $500 worth of merchandise, and nobody's going to prosecute you. There's a general lawlessness which leads to some of the other issues, including hate crimes against Jews.
No, that's an interesting point. But you don't think, like, so why specifically in New York? You just think because crime is so up in New York.
Well, but also remember, Jews are very visible in the Brooklyn neighborhoods. If you're Hasidish or Yeshivish, you dress with a yarmulke, right, or a hat, so you're identifiably right. Jewish. So if you hate Jews, you know, it's easy to find them in Brooklyn. If you're going some other part of the country, unless you go to a synagogue or a Jewish center, you may not know the person walking down the street is Jewish.
I mean, look how educated our team is. And I'm serious. We have, like, one of the high-profile team, very high-profile people on their team. And we're really here for you to get you from A to Z. Give me a call. Send me a WhatsApp text. I like WhatsApp, guys. +1 929 410-0508. Once again, +1 929 410-0508. Hope to see, hear from you, and it was an honor to be on your show. Thank you so much, Seth Brenner.
Okay, I want to thank you for what you're doing. I know that you're working to help people, organizations specifically, to raise money during this climate, and it's certainly challenging, but there's a lot of money to be made, but you have to do it right. So good to speak with you, and look forward to having you back. So continue work.
Thank you so much.
Founder and CEO of the Righteous Fundraising Team here on the TalkLine Network. Thank you. And we're going to be right back. Don't go away. Stay tuned.